Israel lets Gaza patients leave the blockaded territory to seek treatment abroad with some strings attached. Those in great pain and in dire need of urgent medical care are interrogated by Israeli intelligence officers before being let out of the crossings, with some of them being refused the chance. Patients were afraid to talk to the press, fearing reprisals by Israeli forces.
I suffer from cancer and I needed to travel to a hospital in Al-Quds. So I headed to the Erez crossing in northern Gaza, but Israeli intelligence officers interrogated me and demanded that I cooperate with them by giving them information about people in Gaza. As I refused, they sent me back to Gaza.
They say they were photographed and interrogated by Israel's Internal Security Service against their will, and those who do not cooperate are returned to Gaza to suffer more. The Hamas Ministry of Health sent an appeal through Press TV to the international community to step in and stop Israeli violation of the rights of Gaza patients.
I appeal through your station to the international community to get involved and stop Israeli violations against helpless Palestinian patients. Gazan patients are being interrogated and intimidated to submit information to Israeli intelligence officers as a precondition to allow them passage.
The Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, says Israel's Shin Beth, or Internal Security Service, has increased its interrogations of people seeking to leave Gaza for medical treatment. Data collected by Center and its international affiliates indicates a rise in the number of Palestinian patients interrogated and forced to provide information as a precondition to exit Gaza for medical care.
Israel resorts to blackmailing chronically ill Gazan patients by all demeaning methods. They either deny them permits or demand them to cooperate with them as a condition to let them pass and receive the treatment that they badly need.
But Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev has repeatedly rejected such statements as baseless. Israel launched a massive military offensive in Gaza that killed over 1,400 people, mostly civilians, and has been enforcing a siege on the coastal enclave for over 2 years, barring everything except the most basic humanitarian needs from entering Gaza. Gaza patients say that international apathy towards their plight will only make things worse for them. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.